Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. You just heard the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
My name is Alec Medford of the KNC Masterpiece. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, Left Bank, 629 Staten Street. There's also a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, to get those in if you have any shout-outs to make here on this holiday week. And now we turn back to the Dallas Cowboys and chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Mickey, good morning, sir. How's it going?
Mick-a-roo. Good morning, Alec. Chris, what's going on?
Not much, man. We just had some fun with Jerry Jones. Chris,
I would imagine. Did you open Buffalo Wild Wings for him?
Yeah, and he opened up a can of worms that I need. Chris, I need you to ask Mickey if he's ever tried.
I think Mickey might have been at that media day. You know how Tuesdays back in the day, Jerry used to have a luncheon? Landry used to do it, then Jerry took it over at Valley Ranch. And I remember this one Tuesday, and I was talking to Jerry about this about 10 minutes ago. He served up some cab fries and didn't tell anybody what they were. And the media was just eating all this food, and then all of a sudden, somebody said, "What is this?" And he said, "Well, first it's a bull, then it turns into a steer once you chop off that part."
Now that you mention it that way, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I was looking at guys wanting to throw up.
You know, the first time I ever had those, I was in, so this goes way back, right? Mm-hmm. It was on the Big 8 Skyriders tour.
Okay.
So, and we were in Colorado.
Yeah, because they call them Rocky Mountain Oysters.
And they called them Rocky Mountain Oysters. Yeah.
Yep.
And I tried them and actually liked them too.
Uh-huh.
Huh. So,
yeah, Alec,
it's a delicacy. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's a delicacy that I have yet to try, and I don't know if that'll ever get crossed off of the bucket list. I don't know if it's on the bucket list at all.
It
probably tastes like chicken. Who knows?
I swear, every time I hear someone say that about any kind of food, I instantly think, you are wrong. You are baiting me. You are trying to get me to try something that I'm not going to like.
All I can tell you is, you know, I always say if it's not chicken, beef, or pork, it's gamey.
Yeah.
So it is a little gamey.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, oily, like greasy.
Oh, that doesn't
Because they fry them, right?
Yeah, exactly, because they fry them.
That doesn't help. Well, before I get that image in my head any further, Mickey, I asked Jerry about CeeDee Lamb, the process going into that, and you know, it was just, he said it was a collaborative effort between CeeDee and the team, but also followed up and asked if they were still in the playoff hunt, would he have been put on injured reserve and would his season still be over? And it sounded like CeeDee still would have been out there playing if they were in the hunt, and that just feels on brand for the kind of competitor that CeeDee is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably pretty accurate. I think we could tell what he was going through. I think, and I don't know if I mentioned it here or where, but it was like, well, the only way to decrease the pain is not get tackled.
Right.
You know, go score a touchdown every time. Mm-hmm. You may not get tackled in the end zone, but every time he got tackled, you could see the grimace on his face, and he needed to take a minute or so to kind of recover. But the fact that this last game, he had 7 catches for, I think it was 103 yards, rather remarkable playing with one good shoulder, right? Brian Schottenheimer said, he said the guy's just an absolute warrior. And mm-hmm. and he was giving it up for the team. And, you know, and he's not the only one. If you think about some of the other guys that hadn't been practicing and still playing, it's rather amazing. You know, Nick Vigil, I don't think he's practiced since. He told me he hurt his foot
in
Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, October.
And for the majority of the rest of the weeks, he was not practicing other than maybe doing the kind of, it's kind of a fast walkthrough on Saturday they do. And then he's playing special teams. And then this past week, he starts the game at linebacker because Kendricks, who had been playing through some things, finally it was like 90 minutes before the game, it's like, yeah, I don't think I can go. And so they told Vigil right when they announced the inactives that, hey, you're starting. And he hadn't practiced all week. And then he goes out and leads the team in tackles. You know, there's a lot of guys right now that playing through things. And even, you know, Micah missed those 4 games. And I asked him yesterday, I said, but you came back, but how many games did it take you to be yourself? Like you feel like you're really back from that high ankle sprain? He said probably 2 games. And we see what he did and the defense has done since he returned. You know, Brandon Cooks could have called it quits. He missed 7 games and then came back and played. Deron Bland spent 11 games on injured reserve. We forget all this stuff when we sit there and try to assess what happened this season. Yeah. A lot of bad things happened, and a lot of it due to a lot of the injuries that they suffered. CeeDee now is the 6th Pro Bowl guy that landed at some point on injured reserve, either for the rest of the season or part of the season. That's a lot of talent missing, and a lot of talent taking up salary cap room too, by the way.
Hey, Mick, you talking about this season being so strange, and it has been strange because the assignment, and I've been talking about this for a little while, the assignment for the core group of veterans and the coaching staff, basically since Jason Garrett's been here, is get out of the first round. Everybody wants to see the Cowboys at least get out of the first round. It'd be nice if you got to the NFC Championship game or Super Bowl. That'd be great, but at least get out of the first round. So going into this season, I think everybody was having that same expectation, and then the season happens, and
yeah,
you start off slow, and then the injuries started piling up. And yet, and this is what I brought up to Jerry, you look at these other organizations that are struggling around the NFL, and there's infighting, there's finger-pointing, there's coaching staff disarray or general managers and front office, whatever. It's all this drama, and that's not what has been happening here. In fact, I think there's a lot of fans who want to skip the season are mad that they're winning some games. In fact, Mickey, you probably saw this. I think the Cowboys have the 2nd best road record in the entire NFL, 5-2.
Well, you know what? And this is kind of ridiculous. And I know it's mathematical, right? I don't know if it's practical. That if they win the last 2 games and finish with a winning record, they would be 5-1 in the division. They would have the best record in the NFC East division record, right?
Right.
5-1. And you're sitting there going, okay, and then they finished 9-8. It's a winning season. And
Six Pro Bowlers out.
Yeah, and I pointed it out the other day that, you know, four consecutive winning seasons, to find more, you got to go back to 2005 through 2009. Yeah. So,
it's bizarre.
I know, and it's not what everybody expected. And after 3-12-5s, you're figuring, well, now it's going to be 13-4. Well,
yeah, get out of the first round.
That
That's the assignment.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, that's
what they were planning on, right?
Yeah.
Until you lose, you know, we can start with Sam Williams, who was supposed to be a starting defensive end, and then you lose DeMarcus Lawrence. Then you lose Marshawn Neyland, and then you lose Micah Parsons, and it just went on and on and on at all the positions. So now think about this. So you don't have CeeDee Lamb for Sunday against Philadelphia. So who are your top three wide receivers? We can start with Brandon Cooks, right? I don't know that now. He's saying he can play, but Jalen Tolbert sitting there practicing with his pinky finger that got compound dislocation.
Ooh.
And so just so everybody understands that, what it mean is when the finger dislocated, part of the bone that dislocated busted through the skin.
Ooh.
And he had to have four stitches to close the wound. Well, now he's practicing with those his pinky finger and his ring finger next to it, wrapped up in a big bandage. And I said, you practice that way? And he goes, well, I did everything but catch the ball because I didn't want to break the stitches. I said, you think you can play on Sunday? He goes, oh, I'm going to try. So now that would be your next receiver. And then who's up after that? Well, top Turpin, Flournoy. Brooks missed the game last week, but he's back on the practice field. So that's
the kid from
receiver.
Carolina?
Yeah, and Mingo, yeah. And so those are the receivers you're going into the game with, and it's like, okay, Cooper Rush, go at it.
Mickey Spagnuolo joining us right here on 105.3 The Fan. It was almost tongue-in-cheek when I asked Jerry about it, but I did throw out Jonathan Mingo out there, and he did say that he expects him to get more work, and he's excited to see him. As of right now, we've really only seen him as a blocker on the outside. Do you think that you would at least entertain the idea of giving him some downfield work and seeing what could happen?
Well, I think out of necessity, you just might have to, right?
Sure.
He had 15 snaps in the previous game against Tampa Bay. I don't remember them targeting him, and that means what? Either the play was, like you said, maybe it was running plays, maybe the play call didn't bring the ball his way, or he wasn't open. One of those three things, right? But yeah, now you got to go out there. And they're going to need somebody to step up if they're going to create enough offense to be able to score points. Because I would imagine Philadelphia is going to do what Tampa Bay did. Tampa Bay made the bet that you are not going to run the ball against us. We're going to stop the run, and if you beat us, you're going to have to throw the ball. Well, they stopped the run, but they didn't stop Cooper Rush, believe it or not, or CeeDee Lamb. And the Cowboys were able to score enough points to win, and they lost the bet. Now, will Philadelphia do the same thing? Now, Philadelphia's defense might be good enough to do, stop whatever, everything without selling out to stop one thing. I'll be interested to see how they play it, but I'm thinking when you're short on wide receivers, they're thinking, okay, we can stop the pass. Now, we're going to make sure that, Rico Dowdle doesn't get his necessary yards to go to 1,000 for the season.
Hey, Mick, this game was flexed to 12 noon. Next weekend, when the Cowboys take on Washington down at AT&T Stadium, they have no idea what day it's going to be on, let alone flex the what time. How does that affect anything, or have you talked to anybody out there at the Star on how they're preparing for, you know, the end of the season and the, you know, the schedules and workouts and whatnot?
Like if they have to play on a short week, I don't know. I would think it has to be unless Washington and remember now if Philadelphia should get beat and Washington wins, then that last game is going to be about who clinches the NFC East. And the way the NFL does it is the two teams that are in contention, if they're not playing each other, they got to play at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So they won't know.
So I don't know that they would move both of those games to Saturday. I would imagine they both would be on Sunday at noon, you would think. Or they start at 3 and one of them, you know, not the 3:25 game. And that all depends on how many West Coast teams you've got playing at home on that final day.
Mickey, I know Kevin and Corey aren't here, but I'm still going to do it to you. It is time for your official...
Very important pick, huh?
Yeah, very.
I'll tell you what, until 3 o'clock yesterday, I was going to pick the Cowboys to win. I just don't know that they create enough offense to be able to do it. I'll take the Eagles 23-17, which beats did I see the Eagles were 9.5-point favorites?
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. They I'm guessing right now they're not playing with Jalen Hurts.
No, that's what they said.
So you got two backup quarterbacks going at it each other, and I think it's going to come down to which defense plays the best. And the Cowboys better be ready because they're going to get a full load of Saquon Barkley, who right now needs, 268 yards to break Dickerson's record.
Yep.
And you would not like that to happen against you. And sure. Even though, and by the way, I saw a story where Eric Dickerson is saying, yeah, but I did mine in 16 games. He might need 17, and there better be an asterisk there. But guess what? He broke O.J. Simpson's record. O.J. set it in 14 games, and he didn't get over 2,000 until the 15th game because he was playing 16. So, touche, Eric.
Yeah, hold that, Eric. Thanks, Mickey. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Good deal.
Thanks, man.
See you. There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is the KNC Masterpiece. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth. Select Bank.
Bobby Belt's in the house.
We do have Bobby Belt in the house. Maybe we can drag him into some Forgiveness Friday because coming up next, NIU football, sports fans on Twitter, some dude named Alec Medford. Do any of these deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We will answer all of those next here on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. My name is Alec Medford, the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
We are now joined by the ghost of Chris Arnold, it sounds like. Bobby Belt from the Sean and RJ Morning Show is live with us here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, Left Bank, 629 Staten Street. Come take a load off with us and have some lunch on a Friday football feast. We do have Cowboys merchandise giveaways courtesy of Miller Lite, and we want you to come and try to win those. But right now, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. Do you need forgiveness? Does anybody in your life need forgiveness? And we're going to start with NIU football, guys. NIU football's Twitter account got hacked heading into the Potato Bowl. They were playing their Potato Bowl game.
Is this in Idaho?
And at the beginning of the game, their account got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And they tweeted out, big news, Huskies fans. We're stepping into the future with the launch of a fake crypto.
Oh.
And they started promoting a fake crypto, the hackers did, and they gave a whole code where you can go purchase it on some website. And they started just utterly lying, like full NBA Centel status, just pure misinformation. Want to train with our team? Want to go for VIP party passes? Have VIP seats to every game next season? Go on this website and buy this crypto, and you can get access to all of that.
They drew too much attention to themselves. Should have never beat Notre Dame. If you don't beat Notre Dame, nobody cares. Nobody's trying to meme coin you.
How many people fell for that?
That's a good question, and we'll probably never know. But it ended up being a pretty boring game anyways. So they hacked into the Twitter account and said, well, we'll make it entertaining ourselves, try to make some money off of this. So it was 13-3 at halftime, and that is when this happened, was right around halftime. But there's been a lot of different people that have fallen victim to these scams in terms of actually getting hacked and their accounts being taken over. I remember Bassick lost his Twitter account a couple years ago. Couldn't get into it. I think somebody hacked that.
Yeah.
And he made a second one, and then within like an hour of making that second one, they got his old account back. So there's two Mike Bassicks out there.
No. It's not Mike Bassick. The other one is now a Corey Majors parody account.
Oh, nice.
It's called In the Taters Majors or something like that.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Not a big fan of that one. Did you
hear the Dave Chappelle hack story?
Did I? I don't remember.
Dave Chappelle got hacked, or put it like this. Dave Chappelle, somebody had a fake account on Twitter, and then he got in, that fake account got into an argument with Cat Williams. And so people were saying, Dave, you better watch out for Cat. And Dave's like, that's not my account. He runs into Cat Williams somewhere at one of the comedy clubs or whatever, and he says, Cat, what's going on? He goes, what's up, Dave? And then he said, by the way, that wasn't my account. And Cat said, what? That wasn't my account either. So two fake accounts were going at each other.
Do social media sports fans deserve forgiveness? Because if you've been following the whole Travis Hunter thing and his
fiancé,
partner, his lover,
his
as
fiancé,
Mike would say,
mm-hmm,
there's been a lot of conflicting information and pictures and videos of her apparently when they were in their relationship dancing on other men at parties and so on and so forth. So much to the point where people got a hold of those. They started spreading them. People started making fun of Travis Hunter to the point where he deactivates all of his social media. He has now reactivated it as of today, but he took a break from social media and deactivated all of his accounts because of the endless amounts of trolling being sent his way.
Are the pictures with the girlfriend still up?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
So they worked through it.
I think so. It sounds like he's logged in. I mean, he got that deal with Adidas, right? And as soon
as his brother up,
as soon as they end up, you know, posting all of the promo material, you see him holding some of the cleats, wearing the shirts, and about 15 seconds into the promo video, she's in it with him. So she's not going anywhere.
They're locked in. Was she whining in that clip too? About
probably
staying there all day.
Yeah, probably that. You know, they needed her his attention for too long or something.
Tell her to stand up.
Yeah, she is. She seems to be pretty needy. And
you call her needy.
Yeah, I mean, she complains about everything. It's like when you end up dating,
it's like a dating super Sean.
Yeah, it's, when you date somebody really famous like Sean, like. That's what happens. People command your attention. People command all of that stuff. So do they deserve forgiveness for forcing him to deactivate his social media?
No, I think that was a smart thing to do. In fact, it could have been any situation, not just her. Sometimes you got to take a pause. Sometimes you got to pop out and show some people something.
Sometimes you got to take a load off.
Yep.
And I was talking to you and Corey about this, I want to say on Monday or Tuesday. I brought it up. I think it was Monday because the fact that he just signed that deal with Adidas and then, what, maybe 2 days later?
Yep.
3 days later, he deactivates all of his socials.
Yeah.
Like, how upset do you think the higher-ups were that we just gave you this massive brand deal, we were putting out all kinds of promo material, and then people can't even go to your page and look at it?
Oh, I think zero.
I agree,
you
Bobby.
Are not going to go pissing off Travis Hunter. Like, I think they're just like, yeah, you know, as much space as you need.
There's a way to solve this. This isn't the first time. This is not the only athlete or spokesperson that we've had that had some kind of social media thing that we have to just pause it for a minute. Because in today's age of social media, there's always something new grabbing people's attention. That's why TikTok is so popular. It's always something new. Next. And so, again, just pause it for a while, and guess what? Some people, that's old news.
Could you ever, could anything happen, you think, professionally here at the station that would cause you to deactivate your socials, Alec?
Ooh.
Other than not knowing Mikhail Gorbachev or Good Rod question. Stewart or whatever like you did yesterday.
That's light crosstalk. Work. Yeah, that's every day for me.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe if I was like with G-Bag doing some sort of bet payoff that's like just completely self-incriminating and like reputation destroying. But other than that, I don't think anything that could happen here, like within the confines of the radio station. No, I understand bits are bits.
I know what would do it.
What would do it?
You started dating her, the guitarist, and all of a sudden it becomes big. And
I wouldn't deactivate. No, I'd flex.
She'd flex.
I'd flex.
I don't know that I have the common sense to deactivate my socials when I probably should. Like, I think I would continue to dig myself a deeper hole, and I would just become defiant, and it would become a bigger problem.
I think that's the most brutally self-honest thing you've said about yourself. Look at that.
That's happened a couple different times where I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be more aggressive now, and I'm going to tweet more.
Like this Monday?
I didn't tweet that one on Monday, but I definitely dug in pretty hard on Monday.
The belt down.
Yeah, at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. on Monday. That was I'll admit it. Fantex drew me off sides. Aaron Rodgers hard counted me and got me.
Yeah, they caught you at the wrong time.
No, I mean, like, honestly, it was just I'm gonna get started again on a real rant now. I don't understand how. When they have injuries and they're playing better, how we can lean on? Well, they've been injured. That's why they're 7-8. Of course, it's because of the injuries. They started playing better with the injuries.
Bobby, 40% of their salary cap is on injured reserve. How do you not understand that?
And how does that impact them starting the year 2-12 or whatever the hell they were?
They're getting blown out every game.
It's just
including New Orleans, but everybody's healthy.
Oh man!
Yeah, I mean, like, you let New Orleans run you. Baltimore should have beaten you by more. Detroit beat the hell out of you. San Francisco, Houston. It's one of the only games Houston's won by a decent margin this year. It's just you guys getting walloped. Now, obviously, that was before,
even Rush at that point. Beat you.
But man, you were not a good football team well before the injuries.
Yep.
Let's see. This is actually from Peyton Russell. Thanks for giving me content, buddy. The 214, do they deserve forgiveness? Because during crosstalk, they texted in, I guess I just now found out that Alec is a white guy.
I mean, you do talk about her a lot.
That was more of a weekend show thing.
You still do. No. You still talk about her a lot.
No.
You're obsessed.
That's your favorite artist that you have a crush on?
I mean, there's some others up there.
Sexy Red.
That's Rubens. That's Ruben.
Is it?
Ruben is a huge, sexy red guy.
Ruben won't let me take him out to Red River or anywhere like that. I want a wingman for him, and he refuses.
You never offered that for me.
I thought Ruben liked that rosé girl.
Because you've always had things, like you've always had irons in the fire, several of them.
Yeah. I like options.
Yeah, sounds like it.
What about
Sounds like you like options the same way Travis Hunter's girlfriend does.
Shots fired! What about that that rosé girl that did the app song with Bruno Mars?
Huh?
That rosé girl from South Korea.
I have no idea.
I don't know what you're referencing, but it sounds like we're getting dangerously close to something that might get us canceled.
No.
I don't know what you're saying, though.
Bruno, look it up.
But I trust you. I trust Chris whenever he's talking about music. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did put me on to Teddy Swims before anybody had ever heard of him.
Teddy's the man.
So,
my daughter's obsessed with Teddy Swims right now.
He's a good dude.
That was like one of her reactions. We got her. She wanted just tickets to any concert.
Yeah.
So we got her Tommy Richmond tickets at Christmas, and she was excited. But then she was like, "Why not Teddy Swims?" I was like, "Cause Teddy Swims is like $900 a ticket right now.
He can sing.
Not doing that.
He's a hot commodity.
You got a cell phone. Quit crying.
Let's see. But we're gonna go to cut number four here. Do broadcasters that are just like dangerously on social media deserve forgiveness? Because this is during the Atlanta Hawks and Chicago Bulls game the other day. They call this on social media, especially like in the gaming world and stuff, clip farming, where they're just trying to go viral. Just listen to this this broadcaster on a deep shot.
Spots a seam baseline, whips it out, Carter wide open.
Mustard! Oh my goodness!
Just for no reason other than just trying to go viral, and it did. It already has like 100,000 likes on TikTok. So I mean, I guess he succeeded. But do broadcasters who are just chronically online deserve forgiveness?
Look, I mean, you're trying to diversify your platform, right? Like, you're trying to make sure that you've got a presence everywhere that you need to. Blue Sky, whatever else. Has Blue Sky already died? Has that gone the way of Google Plus?
I did not pay attention to it at all. I have no idea.
I started an account, but I don't actually like message anything from there because it's just like, if this pops off, I need to have an account here already.
It's not MySpace yet. It's not MySpace.
No, it's not MySpace. It hasn't reached MySpace status of like fame either.
I mean, it's all adding up. The color of the hoodie and everything's making sense.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the I want the classic Twitter back. That's what it is.
I love that.
What
logo.
Happened to Twitter? X doesn't do anything for me. Right?
I still call it Twitter.
I do too.
I can't I'm call defiant. It X. Every time I hear X, I'm just like, what are we talking about?
Well, from the 940, we got
my favorite thing is tweeting a video though now because I can say it's an X video.
All right. All right, where's Peyton with the intro jingle when you need it?
No, that was the hub. That was
I know. I'm just saying, very topical, very topical.
Bobby calls it videos.
We can still access X-Videos.
I heard
videos.
You just called it videos. Stop. Right?
The hub videos. Is the one that makes you submit your license now.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
18 and up.
You should know this. Yeah, that's a great job pretending like you didn't know that.
No, I actually didn't know this. You got to use your license now?
Okay, Alec.
I'm serious. Okay. I'm just saying, Twitter's free. From the 940, they said, J-Met in the 940 says, we got to check Ruben's eyes. Sexy Red looks like a roach.
Oh, my gosh.
That's rough. I think the 940 deserves forgiveness. Yeah. He says no. Ruben says no, you don't.
Let's stop granting forgiveness to people who don't ask for it, though.
Let's see, from the...
That's a problem in society.
From another... Jeez. From another 940, do I deserve forgiveness? I went out to the deer lease with my dad and brother, left the wife and kid at home, now heading back home empty-handed.
Oh.
Nothing to show for it, and you left the family behind the week of Christmas.
Oh,
I'll give you forgiveness, no but back. I don't think the wifey is going to give you forgiveness.
Yeah, you're in a hole now.
In a deep one.
Stop.
Stop. Just come take a load off with us instead. And then
I do, by the way, that's the merch I want. I want that take a load off shirt. That's what I
We have the QR code you can scan to get one on the KNC Twitter page.
Okay, I'm going to get
it. It's a table full of take a load offs.
And you should come do that with us here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Left Bend, Fort Worth, 629 Staten Street. There's a lot of loads. But come hang out with us. We do have Cowboys merchandise giveaways as well. We would love for you to come get involved with those courtesy of Miller Lite. Coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan, it's time to dip into some gridiron gravy. Dude. We're going to talk all things that was the best game of the year yesterday, Thursday Night Football. I don't want to talk about this. Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are live in Fort Worth. Left Bank, 629 Staten Street. You can hear it. We're having a great time taking a load off out here with all the Tolos until 2 o'clock. Today we'll give way to the G-Bag Nation to end your sports week here as we get ready for the Cowboys and Eagles. Reminder this Sunday, you can listen to it right here on 105.3 The Fan. The pregame starting at 9 a.m. because... that game got flexed, and probably a good thing because it's two backup quarterbacks now. But it's going to be at noon, a noon kickoff right here on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Now, let's see if we can channel the power of Buffalo Wild Wings here because it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
There we go.
So what kind of gravy is this? Is this cream gravy or is it brown gravy? Because some of these people out here are eating cab fries. What would you?
I think it's the it's the gravy that Rhino Shield brings you. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? That's with it. Rhino Shield, visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Thank you for presenting Gridiron Gravy. Well, the game of the year happened yesterday, and you can tell how excited I am about it.
In Thursday, the words of the late, great Chris Farley, whoop! You freaking do.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football was not great. The Seattle Seahawks defeat the Chicago Bears by the whopping score in a league driven by offense of 6-3.
Sell the team. Sell the Bears have now lost 10 straight. And Seattle.
Is that good?
Not too good.
Not great. And you could hear Chris is doing the sell the team chants. You could hear it in the postgame show on Prime. There was a whole contingent of Bears fans sitting out there in the rain just yelling, sell the team, throughout the entire postgame show. And that's kind of what I was alluding to in NFL Overreaction or Reality earlier in the program is that, you know, maybe they are more than a head coach away from getting things figured out. because it seems like nobody's really happy with anything that's going on out there. I mean,
they have the talent.
Even on the NFL on Netflix on Christmas Day, WWE's Monday Night Raw is going to Netflix. They had CM Punk, the wrestler, mm-hmm. on to promote it. And he's a huge Chicago Bears fan. He's from Chicago, born and raised. And they asked him about his Bears, and he said, nothing is going to change until they sell the team. there is all kinds of people with powerful voices. The fans are wearing the brown paper bags that just say, make it stop, across the top of their forehead. Nobody is happy. But the reason they're not happy in this one, they manufactured a way to lose that game because they had the ball last, pretty much. And with two timeouts in their back pocket at the end of the game, inside of 1 minute, they decided to just let the clock keep rolling.
Are you saying they Eberflused it?
Well, you know, he couldn't mess that one up because he's unemployed. But
that's what he did the last time he was working there.
Exactly. So
that's why I said it.
The ghost of Eberflus past mm-hmm. is haunting them the week of Christmas. But
you know what? Those fans, there's only one coach that they like. And again, they've got cap space. They've got talent. The front office is messed up. The ownership, nobody's satisfied with it. There's only one coach that they want in the city of Chicago to save them. But he ain't going to do it.
Who is that?
Ditka. But he's dead. So he can't do it. I'm just saying, that's the only one that's going to satisfy them.
I thought you were going to go Ben Johnson. I was going to say, why not? But no, that makes a lot more sense. You know, if you are dead, you cannot coach football.
Nope.
But basically,
Ben Johnson, I bet he gets the job, though.
Yeah, the reports last offseason was he wanted that job, but they kept Matt Eberflus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he ultimately stays in Detroit, and now it looks like they're primed for a potential Super Bowl run. But if you missed yesterday's game, the end of the game, here's a little bit
by
of how
by the way,
it went.
Dick is not really dead. He just won't do it.
All right. See, that's good to know. We're out here pronouncing people dead on the radio. I was just going with the bit.
I'm just seeing if you're aware.
The interim head coach, Thomas Brown, he sent the punt team onto the field.
I did a Bobby Belt for you.
Only to change his mind. He burned a timeout with the clock stopped. He burns a timeout, put the offense back out there, watched Caleb Williams pull a rabbit out of his hat with a desperation throw to DJ Moore, first down Bears. Everything's looking okay now, right? No, there was more nonsense to come. A fumbled snap, a sack, a quick pass for nothing, another ridiculous Williams completion to Rome Odunze, 45 seconds come off the clock because no one realized that Williams had been hit in the throat and was slow to get up. Three consecutive incomplete passes, then Williams' first interception since October 13th will end the game. 6-3, Seattle wins. Barn burner. Absolute barn burner.
They burned it down. And again, that's why it's a mess. Sell the team.
I just hate that I'm such a football sicko that I actually watched this entire game.
Wait a minute. You say, I thought you, what, you watched it? I thought you were just updating it.
No, I watched every single second of it.
You are a sick person.
If there's NFL football on my TV, I'm going to watch it. And I hate that for myself.
Well,
really do.
Well, you know what? That's why the NFL is the number one sport in the world, because guess what?
Because of people like me.
Yes. You're sucked in 24/7, 365, and guess what? Here's the deal. They know this, and that's why they schedule these games all during, like, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, all through the holidays. Because you'll watch it, and they know you will. And again, well, I think Mark Cuban said this best, the NFL is the perfect sports to watch or have on because you can multitask. If you don't miss, if you don't see the play exactly, you just look up, and they'll do the replay. And you can get other things done while you're watching football.
So there you have it, the game of the century, 6-3, Seahawks over the Chicago Bears, as the Bears continue to spiral and the Seahawks do nothing impressive but get the win.
The subplot is former Seattle coach Pete Carroll says he would like to coach the Chicago Bears. He's been unemployed for a year, and he said if Belichick could come back, I can come back, and he's a year older than Belichick. Better shape, too. I don't think he has the beautiful girlfriend like Belichick, though.
I'm glad you mentioned the Pete Carroll thing, because there's actually a great story that goes along with that reporting. So Adam Schefter was the one who put that out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Mike Florio, friend of the morning show, very polarizing media figure, Pro Football Talk on NBC, of course, he puts out a piece a little bit after saying, Pete Carroll wants another NFL head coaching job, and his agent is wisely pulling the strings of a prominent media member for full effort. So he puts out that piece basically saying Pete Carroll's agent went to Adam Schefter and said, help me get this guy a head coaching job.
Put his name in the mix.
Put his name in the mix for me. To which Adam Schefter replied to the tweet and said, everything you say here is 100% wrong. Keep up the guesswork and Merry Christmas.
Wow. I see a fight. I see a fight. Put it on World Star. I see a fight.
Yeah. So this is right after, days later, after Adam Schefter absolutely dunked on Doug Gottlieb, who, he's coaching college basketball right now, and he's in, dead last in his conference. Mm-hmm. And
he's doing media stuff, too.
Yeah, and he Schefter dunked on him for taking a shot at Schefter, saying, at least fact-check what the agents tell you or whatever. And he was like, you should worry about getting in the gym. And he posted ESPN's rankings of his conference, and they were dead last. So not great. Mm-hmm. Not great. Adam Schefter is not in a great mood lately. Not in the Christmas spirit, Not in the Christmas spirit. I think he needs to take a load off. Jalen Hurts. Will be unavailable against the Cowboys this Sunday. So it looks like, by all accounts, Kenny Pickett is going to get the start for the Eagles against Cooper Rush and the Cowboys. You can hear that game right here on The Fan, of course. But he suffered a concussion against the Washington Commanders last week. The Eagles totally tried to cheat the concussion protocol system. They tried to put him back in the game. You could definitely tell Hurts had no idea where he was. And smartly, the independent neurologist takes him back into the tent and says, we're checking you again because you look like you can't see straight. They take him back to the tent, and then he goes straight to the locker room after, and that's all she wrote for Jalen Hurts. But usually, with the NFL's emphasis on the concussion protocol here in the last probably 2 or 3 years, you started to see a lot more often where if a player gets concussed, they're not back the next week. That's been more of a recent thing. You've seen it. It was a little bit more common for guys to recover and get through maybe like that Saturday practice. They get cleared. That's not as common anymore. You're starting to realize that, and everybody out in Philly is saying, don't expect Jalen Hurts. I did hear Albert Breer on the Amazon broadcast yesterday say, it's not impossible that he plays, but it is highly unlikely. So they're prepared for Kenny Pickett to get the start against the Cowboys.
They ask him, who do you play for? And he still keeps saying Alabama. I mean, that's...
Or Oklahoma, as they're playing right now. They're up 14-0 on Navy.
Here in Fort Worth.
Yeah, here in town in Fort Worth and here at Buffalo Wild Wings, you can watch it on the big screens here. So you get some live football here. You get some live 105 through the Fan because we're live and local all the time.
Armed Forces, Bob.
How about that? Did want to talk a little bit before we get out of here real quick about the NFL on Netflix game day, Christmas game day stuff. The NFL debut for Netflix broke the record for a U.S. streaming audience for an NFL game, for any streaming platform. As an average of more than 24 million domestic viewers tuned in to Kansas City's win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kevin Hagelin's favorite team, and the Baltimore Ravens win over the Houston Texans on Christmas Day. Ravens-Texans averaged 24.3 million. Chiefs-Steelers averaged 24.1 million, according to Nielsen Fast Data. So it did a lot of heavy lifting there, and it surpasses the 23 million average for a streaming only wildcard playoff game that happened on Peacock last January.
This is what's like, we were talking about this yesterday to a degree. We didn't have the exact numbers, but it was a win for the NFL. Win for the NFL because, hey, everybody loves the NFL. Now they feel like they can do more on Christmas Day and have some numbers to prove it. And this will be on Netflix forever on Christmas Day. At the same time, it was a win for Netflix. Jerry's talked about this before. The trial run on Netflix getting it right was the Mike Tyson debacle. But that was a trial run. They said, this is what we got wrong. So now we can handle these games. The third winner was Beyonce. The Beyonce Bowl, she pulled off a Super Bowl halftime performance. And guess what? From now on, when they have a half, and by the way, her ratings, that was when the ratings peaked during her Super Bowl, Beyonce Bowl performance, Christmas Day in home city of Houston. What's going to happen now is that's going to be the bar. She has set the bar for any performer, not Super Bowl performance. We're talking about Christmas Day performance. It's not going to be just average Joe. You got to follow Beyonce, and it's going to be worth it because all those artists who like to sell their music or get their concert started right or whatever, they know the ratings are going to be through the roof, and the word will get out. And if you're smart like Rihanna, you can put some product placement out there. Fenty.
That's some gridiron gravy right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're live at Buffalo Wild Wings out here in Fort Worth, Left Bank. You can hear it. There's Tolos everywhere, 629 Staten Street. Come hang out with us. We got Cowboys giveaways courtesy of Miller Lite. Please come enter your name for those. And we still got a couple hours of the program left to go.
Sir.
So coming up next, as per tradition, leading in to a Cowboys weekend, we're going to do some Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, 877-881-1053, the Franco and Franco Injury Attorney text line, Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. We'll do all of that and more coming up next here on The Fan.